Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan, and it's finally here. I have been waiting weeks to finally say this to you. Merry Christmas. Whether you're actually listening on Christmas morning, or you're catching up later today or this week, I'm so grateful that you're here with me. It's been so fun to spend these last 4 weeks preparing ourselves for this very day. Our goal has been to get more out of Christmas than just some presents and a few tasty cookies. We've been exploring ways to make hope, peace, joy, and love a part of our lives. We've thought about what each of these words mean, and we've seen how each of them can be so much deeper than we may have first thought. Hope is looking forward to good things that haven't happened yet. Peace is achieved when good things are actively happening. Joy is choosing to focus on all the good things in our lives. And love is wanting good things to happen for others and even going out of our way to make those good things happen when we can. I'm sure you noticed a theme, good things happening. The Bible teaches us that all good things come from God. So Advent and Christmas are ultimately about remembering the good things that God has done in the past, is doing in the present, and has promised to do in the future. And here's the cool thing that I hope you learned along the way. When we experience God's goodness for ourselves, it makes us want to share it with others. So let's be grateful for all the gifts we might get today, but let's also remember to be grateful for the best Christmas gift of all, the baby Jesus. So this Christmas morning, take a moment and share with each other something from the last couple of weeks that you want to say thank you to God for. Something good that you're grateful for. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. I can smell the blueberry muffins we had baking in the oven, which means my wife must have just pulled them out. And I suspect at least one of my kids is trying to peel back some wrapping paper to get a peek at what's inside, so I need to go. But before I do, let's say a quick prayer together. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands, or since it's Christmas, maybe you'll be doing a very jolly, wiggly prayer. Dear God, we thank you for all of the good things you have done and continue to do for us. Especially today, we are grateful for Jesus. In all of our excitement and fun today, may we find moments to remember that this is all because of your love for us. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a very Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you tonight.